sure, they were wrapped in cling film, but like seven days of pastrami gross. Sandwiches, that's a smelly case.
Yeah.
Welcome back to A Coffee and a Cry. This week, the audio quality has gone up because mm-hmm. we are in our university's, I don't know, what is this, radio room?
Yeah,
media room. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is.
It's a recording studio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's called, a recording studio. Yeah.
Well, they have a few, but they use some for radio. I know that much.
One of them's for voice acting. I think that's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. So thanks, UCA, for letting us use this space.
We're hopefully going to record two podcasts, we're thinking. Yeah. We're hoping. Well, we've been here for 40 minutes, and this is the third time we've started, yeah. So we don't actually know if we're going to be able to record another
one.
In an
ideal world, yes. Or at least maybe you record here once a week.
Yeah, we should try book it out for next week,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, that'd be good. Anyway, our schedule aside, this week, because we actually talked about this a little bit yesterday, this week we're talking about school and school holidays specifically. Mm. Because, I don't know, I always find it really interesting when you meet someone new that didn't grow up in your area and you find out about their school life,
yeah.
and how different it was or how similar it was. It's scary how British culture
yeah,
doesn't change.
Definitely.
But yeah, so that's what we're talking about this week. First of all, I've got written on here, because we're talking about school trips in Starbucks.
Yes.
That's where it started. We're talking about good school trips and what made a good school trip.
Mm-hmm.
Often basically just taking trips to Europe on long coach journeys.
Yeah.
But like my favourite school trip was going to Germany, and there was like a lot of hype. Like, I was saying this to you yesterday, there's a lot of hype at my school because you either got to go to Spain, France or Germany, and there was like a big sort of debate of which was the best of those three. And not to be biased, but Germany was obviously the best.
So you obviously went to Germany then?
Yeah, Germany was the best. We got to go to Fantasialand? Fantasialand?
It's like Disneyland.
I guess so. I don't really know.
Did they have Mickey Mouse?
No, of course they didn't.
They have like...
Because that's patterned to Disney.
Yeah, that's why I'm confused. Because it's like... Fantasia is...
No, yeah, it wasn't like
Disney.
That. It was like Fantasia. So it means
so it's like they're like, oh, it's not Disney, it's
yeah,
it's not Fantasia, it's Fantasia.
But the thing is that so my mum loves this story so much. So basically, mm-hmm. I'll tell this is my like review of my German exchange
yeah.
trip.
Okay.
So the trip like was great fun. There were lots of really, really cool people, like really lovely people. My German exchange wasn't great.
Okay.
Like she was a lovely girl, but she just didn't take care of me. Like I don't
yeah.
think she understood that I was in a distant country and I was like living with her. And basically it was just her and her mum, and they were vegetarians. And
oh.
although now as like an adult, I'm a bit more adaptable. As a kid, I loved meat. That was like the main thing
yeah.
I ate.
You're quite a picky eater as well.
Yeah. And I was yeah. like, as a kid, I really, really liked meat. That was
mm-hmm.
like the main thing. And I was suddenly staying with these vegetarians for the week. So I struggled with that a little bit. And my German teacher thought it was like the funniest thing. But anyway, these vegetarians were taking care of me, which was very nice of them. And we had pasta, which was great. And then one night the mum gave me like salami or pastrami or something. Like she'd bought in specifically
oh,
for me.
Nice.
And she said, like she had it for dinner one night with us. And she was like, do you like it? And I was like... Yeah. Like, I'm not going to be like, no.
So, but did you like it, though?
It was fine. You know, it was, like, cold sausage. Like, it was fine.
Yeah.
I wasn't crazy about it, but it was all right. So then the next, like, every day for the next week, I had that meat in every sandwich ever. Because, obviously, I had said I liked it. And so she gave it to me every single day in a sandwich. And because, like, on German exchange, like, you're literally with your German exchange 24/7.
Yeah.
I couldn't, like... throw her mum's sandwiches
oh,
away
no.
because I was scared she's gonna see. And so instead of throwing them away, I just kept them. I just put them in my suitcase. So then when I got home, my parents got a lovely gift of a week's worth
How
of like pastrami
did you not
sandwiches.
Bin them at the airport?
Because I didn't want them to see. They like obviously came and like sent us away and stuff. And it was like in my suitcase, which was now in the hold and things.
That's
like,
so funny. I would not be able to keep that secret.
But it's like they're like, sure, they were wrapped in cling film, but like seven days of pastrami
Gross.
Sandwiches, that's a smelly case.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was...
I have a story
that
about...
That was my best German exchange trip ever.
I have a story about... It was in French exchange. We went to Normandy to go see the Bayeux Tapestry.
Oh, okay.
So we went to Normandy and it was like not fun.
Yeah.
Basically. But we had to stay in, like, this really, really grubby hotel. Like, mm-hmm. really, really grubby. Like, the pictures they showed us of it was nothing. It was like...
they just showed you a different hotel.
Yeah, like, in England, it would be, like, a motel. Mm. Like, I don't know if we have... Like, you know, like a ride, like a roadside, like you just pop in and stay for one night. Yeah.
So the kind of place that people get murdered.
Yeah. And people got assigned to stay in rooms of like four people of the same sex. Cause obviously it's high school. So, you know, I don't want any unwanted pregnancies. But like,
that's what high school's for.
Yeah. But basically, I had to stay in a room with three other girls, which is fine. I was all friends with them. You didn't get to pick. They just kind of just assigned you, but we were all kind of friends. So it's fine. Yeah. And we were like, it was, like, really, like, not, like, late, but for, like, a high school. I was, like, year seven.
Yeah.
It was, like, 11. And all the teachers had assigned themselves to one of the drinking places. Like, they were, like, just having a couple drinks. No, as far as I'm aware, no one was drunk.
Right.
Because the next day, no one was hungover. But all the teachers were not in the hotel bit. Oh. They were in the other bit. And we were, like, playing games, and it was, like, 11, and we were having, like, a good old time. And we decided that it would be funny to chuck, like... like sweets, like gummy sweets, at each other to see if we can catch them in each other's mouths. Yeah. You know, year seven,
banter.
You know, innocent fun, you know, great. One of my friends started choking. Like,
oh my gosh.
Full frontal choking. And I don't know what to do in that situation. So I obviously like left the room, my little slippers in my dressing gown, and I was like running around trying to find the teachers, but none of the teachers were in the room.
Oh my gosh.
So then we got like someone else from another... like room, one of our, like other kids to come in, and then all these girls were just yelling and screaming and pointing at this girl choking. And eventually, I think someone solved it. Well, she's still alive, so
she must be fine.
She must have been solved it. But I just honestly, that was, and then I was like, I'm never going on a school trip again because I thought it was my fault because I initiated the game.
Oh wow, that was you almost killed her.
Yeah, I almost had a murder on my
hands.
That's
like so stupid.
At the young innocent age of year seven. How old are you? Year seven, like 11?
Like 11 or 12?
Yeah, yeah.
You're pretty
young. I
would
have murdered someone at that age.
Wow. But to be fair. If that girl had died, those teachers would feel bad.
Well, they would probably be fired.
Yeah. Okay, so I've written here on my Google Notes about the best school trip but why it was good. But then there's also like there's normal school trips, like standard school trips, and then there's like special school trips.
Okay, so I would say my favorite trip I ever went on. Oh, I'm trying to think what it was called. It was like a, do you know what PGL is?
Yeah, Parents Get Lost.
Yeah, Parents Get Lost. So it was like a PGL trip, and it was like really, really sweet. And I got like my first boyfriend on it.
Oh,
and
we
got matching like souvenir watches and like stuff like that. And it was like really stupid, but like it was like.
Was it a Swatch watch?
What's a Swatch watch?
Oh my gosh, you never had Swatch watches?
No, totally.
They were the coolest thing. They're just like, I don't know, they're just cool watches. Just every kid had one.
More name, to describe what it was like?
I would say like, you know, like. Are they gummy shoes or like jelly shoes?
Yeah, we had Swatch watches.
Kind of like that, but watches.
But like, and also the actual like watch part, like the clock could like pop out.
Oh, I don't know if I had one that fancy.
Oh.
I had like, you know, no,
where
you get
like. Fancy,
a...
like it would break.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like a little bubble. It was like just a giant plastic.
I had a yellow one
thing.
And he had a blue one and we were matching. Yeah. It was great because that was the colours of PGL.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
you're
see, cool
colour
coordinate and everything, and that was like my favorite. I think that was like my because it was like you didn't care about anything.
You were so young that you had no idea. Oh.
Apart from one time, they made us go tunneling at PGL, and that, that was the worst. I
That's
cried.
Pretty scary.
Yeah, I hated that.
If you don't know what tunneling is, it's like. Well, you're actually only like a foot underground, and it's just a series of tunnels.
But it's so scary. What if you like?
And it's like it's designed to like be like kind of small. But obviously, like as a 13-year-old, you're probably fine. They probably send adults down there, but it's like the claustrophobia that's real. Like
yeah, but what if you get lost? Because it's like a maze, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, when I did it, we have like a local. It's not called PGL, but it's like something similar, and. We did one school trip there, standard school trip, you know, stay in a tent with like 12 other girls.
I did that too.
Yeah. But we did tunneling and one of the girls got really, really freaked out and started like crying and stuff because we did it all in like a line where you like follow the leader and she just got really freaked out. And so then they had to get her out. And then we realized that like they opened up, it's basically like a manhole cover to where we were under the ground.
And they could just get her out.
It was like, if you stood up, you were above ground. Like you were not deep or anything like that. You were literally 2 feet.
No, but
like,
it's still scary though. Because like, I feel like the human instinct is like always scared about getting buried alive. And I feel like that literally is what it is.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I remember when I did it, I didn't think that at all. It was more like...
oh, tunnel, cool, I'm in a tunnel.
Yeah, like, because I was a small kid, and so, like, the girl that got out...
I'm a small adult.
Yeah, the girl that actually got really scared to get out, she was, like, quite a big girl, so I would get why she was scared, and so I was like, well, if she's scared, I think I'm okay, because I'm much smaller, but yeah.
What was your most special school trip? Like, what was the one with you... Because I feel like special school trips, like, the ones where...
Not everyone gets to go.
Yeah, but also, yeah, I get, yeah, you're so competitive. That's not what I was thinking. No one else gets to go. I went on plenty of those. I went to a trip to Oxford University.
What? Why? That sounds so boring.
Because I was really good at English, and they're like, you might end up here. And I'm like,
oh, really?
No, I'm going to throw that away and go to UCA. No, I'm kidding. I love UCA. Thank you for letting me use your radio room. I've just insulted UCA and they've let me come into this room.
You're literally like 3 weeks away from getting a degree. Don't
let's
mess
hope
it up
I
now.
Get a degree, let's hope we graduate. Yeah. But like, no, my special school trip is like one where as an adult you think back and think, oh my God, like that was, as a child, I was happy then.
Yeah.
And not that I'm not happy now, it's not so suicidal. But like, that was like your biggest worry was, oh my God, how am I going to get my raincoat dry for tomorrow?
Yeah,
like,
you know what I mean? That was your biggest problem at that time. Yeah. No, I think for me, so with my school, we had like the standard ones, which were pretty much always like to Europe or to like, we did Isle of Wight, PGL and stuff like that, which is pretty standard. But then every year there was a ski trip that went to the States.
Yeah, you told me this.
Yeah, and it, like, the thing is that I don't know why, I think because I have an older sister that went to the same school, but she didn't want to go on the skiing trips for some reason. And so then it rolled around for my opportunity to go on the first one. And I was like, absolutely yes. I have no idea why I said yes. I didn't know how to ski. But
I'm guessing they knew you didn't know.
Like, yeah, like you did like, I remember we did like a few lessons because you go in like the February half term. And just before Christmas, we did lessons on, like, dry slopes that were, like, local to me. But it's not the same. That's, like, so not the same as skiing on snow.
You ever been donutting?
Yeah.
I love donutting.
Or, like, tubing.
We should go. We should go. Is there one near us?
We should do it.
Is there one near us?
I don't know.
We'd have to look into it.
It
I
want to
go.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we did a ski trip, and it was always to a different, like, state. And that was always really interesting because I went every single year I could, which was like, I don't know, you couldn't go in year 9 or 11 because that's when your exams were. But I went the rest of the time. And it was just sort of really interesting because you got to see a different state each time. Like I went to New Mexico. I went to Albuquerque where they shoot the first High School Musical when he's
so
skiing.
Cool.
And that was the first one I went to and I was like living the dream. But yeah, we also went to like Northern California and where else? Oh, I went to Utah.
Oh,
Utah
nice.
Utes. Mm. Like, we went to a basketball game, and the colours of the college were red and white, like the high school in High School Musical. And there was, like, a band.
The Wildcats.
Yeah, like, I'll think of the actual school name. I can't remember what it is now. But, like, there was, like, a band and everything, and me and this girl kept singing, 16, 16.
Yeah.
And we were just like, oh, it was, like, the best thing ever. But the reason why those trips were so good was for all of the stuff other than skiing. Like, skiing is great, but once you do it for, like, a whole week, it's like, yeah, they all the days blend into one. Like, the best ski trip I went on was where, actually, it was in Northern California, and the snow was so bad, there was a storm. We couldn't go skiing, we weren't allowed. And it took us 14 hours to drive from where we were staying originally down to San Francisco, where we were flying home, because the storm was so bad. Yeah, we're on a coach. And because, like, you can't, like, coaches, like, where you have, like, the chains that go on the tyres, and you're not allowed to, if there's no snow, you shouldn't drive with chains on because it will damage your tyres. So he has to keep stopping, taking, like, you know how many tyres a coach has? Like,
four?
Eight things? No, four! It's a whole coach! It's got, like, eight wheels
what
or something.
What do you mean that? No, it doesn't. Like, buses have four wheels.
Yeah, buses, but coaches, they got, like, doubles.
Why do coaches
or they got
need
six
more
even.
Wheels?
But anyway, he had to keep taking, like, putting them on and off again, and it just took us ages. It took us, like, 14 hours to get there. It was awful. But it was, like, the most memorable thing ever. Like,
did
I don't remember
sleep
skiing.
On the coach?
I don't think so. I think, again, I had a boyfriend on that trip, and it was just, like, I'm pretty sure I dumped him on that trip as well.
On the bus? On the way home?
Not on the bus.
Oh, that would be funny.
But, like,
you,
I
like,
dumped...
break up, and then you have to spend 14 hours?
I think I dumped him, like, via the, you know, you, like, have a phone in your hotel room and you can, like, call each other's rooms. I'm pretty sure I dumped him over that, and he was, like, crying with his mates in, like, the boys' room, and I was having a great time with my girls in the girls' room.
God.
I was a terrible person.
Yeah. You were saying the other day that university has made you... I agree. It's made you a better person. Not necessarily...
You were a terrible person when I first met you. You're great now.
not necessarily happier, but definitely a better person. Are you saying I'm an awful person?
No, me.
I think you were like, you're an awful person when I met you. I was like, we've known each other this year and this year.
No. I like, university has...
made you a better person.
It's improved me a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Definitely.
I think
it's like, I mean, as well as it being, like, a good, you know, good experience, like... I started uni when I was 20, and now I'm 23, turning 24. So, like, that's quite a, you know, it's like if you look at yourself when you're 16 versus when you're 20, like, that's a whole other human.
I think it forces you to grow up.
Yeah.
Because you have to live by yourself, you have to manage your own money, and more than that, you have to meet deadlines. And if you don't meet the deadlines, then the whole purpose as to why you're here is kind of not...
It's like a real reality check, which is
really
good.
Is.
I think everyone needs that.
We'll get ready for the next reality check when we finish in a couple of months.
Yeah, and we're fending for our ourselves.
When I spent most of my... This is going to make me sound like a nerd.
Excellent.
But I discovered, because obviously at uni we do media and creative writing, but I discovered my love for reading and writing in high school.
Oh,
so
really?
Although I... Obviously, I've grown a lot here. I feel like the me finding my passion was definitely in high school, which kind of leads us into our book club. For our book club this week, we went kind of a different direction, didn't we, really?
We did a little bit.
We decided to talk about our favourite book in, like, primary school. I would say, like, year six-ish. Like, you know, when you start to read, like, all the books that you find to get, like, hardback books. And,
oh,
like,
man. See, that's the whole basis of why I love the book I picked so much.
Okay, and then we also have done one that we started, that we studied in high school.
Yeah.
Top school.
One that you studied, like, I did mine, the one I've got. I think, I guess GCSE? I have no idea.
Mm.
But, I'll start based on the hard book statement. So I, unlike you, when I was a kid, I didn't like reading at all because I was undiagnosed dyslexic. And so I just hated it because I wasn't good at it. But then, and like I had read like classic Jacqueline Wilson, you know, like Tracy Beaker, Double Trouble. Is that what it's called? The twins one?
And oh my God, I literally saw it the other day. I don't think it's called Double Trouble. I can't remember the life of
the one
called.
About the twins, like that sort of stuff. Read all those classics. And then...
Did you ever read Vicky Angel?
No. God. I think that was after my Jacqueline Wilson phase.
Why did they let us read Jacqueline Wilson books? It wouldn't be, because what book are you about to talk about?
Candy Floss.
Yeah, see, that was... Vicky Angel was like one of her like originals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Missed one. Yeah. You have to go back.
Well, no. So, like, all of the classic ones, like Tracy Beaker and that, I got handed down from my sister. Like, obviously, she was done reading them, passed them down to me. But Candy Floss, I think I must have bought it or got it for Christmas or something. And it was a hardback book, and it was bright pink, and it was a really lovely cover. And, like, I really like the illustrations that are done on the Jacqueline Wilson books. And I remember it probably took me about an entire year to read it cover to cover because I just wasn't good at reading. It wasn't a natural thing to pick up a book and spend my time doing that. And when I did finish it, like, by the time I finished it, I had no idea how it started because it was over a year ago.
Yeah.
But, like, by the time I finished it, I was really proud of myself because I was like, I could look at that big hardback book that was on my bookshelf and be like, I actually read that whole thing. So that was like, I mean, it's quite a good story. It was like a perfectly fine story, but I think as a kid, that was like my greatest pride. What's your kids' one's great. Oh, I just realised why you've got your phone up.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, so basically, my favourite book when I was younger, and I feel like this type of humour is still not out of kids' books now.
No.
My favourite book was Captain Underpants. I used
classic.
To love Captain Underpants. They've only just come out with a film, like,
I
recently.
Know.
I haven't seen it. I probably should. I love Captain Underpants so much. I used to literally read them. Like, I used to wait for the next ones to come out because I was, like, a really, really fast... I'm a fast reader now, but I was a really fast reader as well. But there was this thing that I always remember for Captain Underpants, and I've just got my phone out for this exact reason. So there was this thing, and you could, like, get your superhero name.
Mm.
And I've got it here on my phone, so we're going to do our superhero names now based on the Captain...
Underpants.
Yeah, I keep trying to say Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel is not as cool as Captain Underpants.
Changed my opinion. It's great. Like.
Okay, so mine. Okay, so I'll do mine first. So it's the first letter of your first name. So A, obviously, is Stinky.
You see the kind of like...
Yeah. The humour. First letter of my last name, D, Toilet. Last letter of my last name, R. Where's R? Buns. So I'm Stinky Toilet Buns is my superhero. I actually remember that. As I say it out loud, I was like, yep, that rings a bell. Do you
That's
do yours?
Amazing. Yeah, okay.
So first letter of your first name,
K
is Flunky.
Flunky.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. First letter of your last name,
T.
Gerbil.
Flunky Gerbil. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And last letter of your last name,
S.
S. Fanny.
Flunky Gerbil Fanny.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean...
That's so British.
Iconic.
Was Captain Underpants British?
I think so.
That sounds like a very British...
Underpants, yeah, right? What do Americans say instead of underpants?
We say underwear. They say underpants.
Oh, maybe it is American then.
Oh my god, that's really upset me. I thought it was English.
Yeah, because we wouldn't have the word fanny.
No, we would, but fanny means butt in
exactly.
America.
So it's just like funny, like butt. Like, what is it? Flunky gerbil butt.
That was about right. Well, yeah, I'm more jealous of your name. As I said mine out loud, I was like, that,
yeah,
I remember
that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
So then obviously we graduated and went to upper
school. Oh, from high school. Yeah. I thought you meant from uni. I was like, we haven't yet.
No. Okay. We graduated from primary school and went to upper education.
Secondary school.
Well, there's no... Well, for other... I don't really know if you feel this, but secondary school, I feel, is like a controversial term. Because for some people, no, maybe controversial is not the right word. But I didn't have a third. Like, yeah, okay.
I get it. Well, it's primary and secondary education.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Primary education, okay. Secondary. And I don't think infant comes into that. Yep. Yeah, no, it's primary school, secondary
reception.
School.
Primary
reception,
school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you go to, like, high school, top school, upper education, whatever you want to call it.
Secondary school.
you get forced to study books.
Mm, yes.
So, obviously, you hate most of them.
Oh, yeah.
And you analyse them to death, and you're like, maybe...
And it makes you hate them. Yeah, even if, like, you started to like them, you hate them.
And there's that thing, and it's like, oh, what did the author mean by making the curtains blue? And then you're just like, he liked blue!
Yeah.
Yeah, but so, obviously, when I was in top school, I did Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. And that's, like, one of my favourite books in the whole entire world. Like, I have three copies of it, and I love that book. Yeah,
oh, that's
really
good. It's good that you still like it to this day.
I love it. It's one of the best books I've ever read. Mm. It's very good. I don't think you'd like it.
Great. So the one I've got written on here is Far From Madding Crowd. And so actually, when you were talking about, like, having to study books in secondary school, it reminded me that... So I did classics like Romeo and Juliet and Death of a Salesman.
Mm. I did
Old
I
Man
did,
and His Boat. Or you did Old, like, Man at Sea, whatever it's called.
You did really old classics.
Yeah. Mm. And Far From Madding Crowd. And I realised actually just now that I managed to get through all of GCSE English without reading a single book.
Oh my god, that's terrifying.
Because, also of Mice and Men, because there's a film version of all of them. Even Old Man at Sea, there's like an animation on YouTube of like 2 minutes.
I've seen it.
That, like, tells the whole story. Like, the whole book is like 90 pages and I still didn't read it, and I watched the animation. And I think that's why I put Far From Madding Crowd as my favourite, because, not because I read the book, but because the film was the best film. I mean, Of Mice and Men is a quite good film as well, but, like, and I mean, Romeo and Juliet is also a classic, but...
Yeah. You did, like, some real, like...
Oh, they were classic. So boring.
I did, like, Never Let Me Go, which
didn't,
I can't...
Did you do... what is it called? I can't remember now. Damn.
I did. I might say it. I did Never Let Me Go, which I can't pronounce the man who wrote it, but that's a very, very interesting case study for any, like, secondary education student. It's very, you know. And then I did Cold Mountain.
Ooh.
Have you ever read Cold Mountain?
Never heard of it.
It's about a soldier who gets hurt in the war.
Ooh.
It's very interesting. I did King Lear. I'm trying to, like, figure out which one you meant by, like...
You do such weird things.
What do you mean?
Well, like, they're just, like... I was, in my head, like, things that I would study at school, like Romeo and Juliet, that makes sense.
I did Catch in the Rye, did Huckleberry Finn. Is that what you're thinking of?
No.
I'm, like, so interested in what you're thinking of, but I know I won't be able to guess from your facial expressions.
No, I can't remember.
I did... Yeah, we did, like, really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if what you were... I don't know if you had, like, levels, but I was, like, top level of English, so...
Yeah.
We did a lot of the cool, like, all the books that you were talking about, like Mice and Men, Romeo and Juliet and stuff like that. That was all very much like lower level.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was middle set for everything.
Well, that makes sense because also you were undiagnosed dyslexic. So
I remember,
I'm surprised you're a middle
set. I remember like hating those classes so much, but I loved my teacher, and so I just wanted to like do her proud. So that's why I always end up watching the films and like doing loads of notes and writing really good essays, but not actually have written like
read a single
word.
But this so I also have something to talk about, and it does lead into my weekly favorites. But
okay.
I'm just so excited to talk about it that I already want to start talking about it.
Okay.
So
you have a good weekly favorite.
I do have a weekly favorite. Okay, so the other day, I'll set the scene.
Yep.
I was in bed crying. No, I'm kidding.
I had a coffee, I had a cry.
No, the other day I was I had a song stuck in my head that I couldn't figure out what it was. Still to this day, do not know what it was.
Oh, great.
But on my journey to try and find it, I was obviously going through Spotify, and I was like, I remember this song was at my year 6 disco.
Ooh.
Like my final disco.
Yep.
And I found a playlist on Spotify called
Year 6 Disco.
And every single song on there was like S Club 7.
Does it have Robbie Williams' Angels?
It does. It also has...
Queen, We Are The Champions.
It does. And it has...
The Cha-Cha Slide.
Cha-Cha Slide.
Macarena.
Yeah, it does. Oh my God, can you remember the other day when we were talking about... I was like, oh my God, that'd make a really, really good poll. It was Cha-Cha Slide
versus Macarena. Yeah.
Remind me tomorrow, I'll do that.
That is a really good question, because I think that the Cha-Cha Slide is one of the greatest songs of our generation.
I do too. Why were we disagreeing over this?
I don't know. No, I think I had asked someone else and they thought Macarena or something like that.
Yeah. But. And it also had it has some most inappropriate songs like that. I actually remember playing at the disco and being like, why did they let us?
Yeah.
Oh, the Ketchup song.
Oh, wow. Does it have like...
Hey Mickey.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Oh, what a blast from the past. That's
yeah,
great.
And that's my weekly favourite because I just can't believe
that's
I found
Spotify
it.
Playlist.
But I'm not allowed to subscribe to it because obviously I'm on my boyfriend's Spotify.
Oh.
So every so often I just like dip back into it. But also had Car Wash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera version. Yeah. Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. the one that's in...
Yeah.
Shark Tale.
Oh my god, but I said to Cassie, I was like, do you want to watch my boyfriend? I was like, do you want to watch Shark Tale? And he's like, no, Shark Tale's the worst film ever. And I was like, what are you on about?
Have you seen the cast for that film? It's amazing.
Is it Will Smith?
Yeah.
Who does Will Smith play? What, Oscar, the main character?
Yeah.
I don't know how I knew
Oscar,
his name.
The Shark Slayer.
Yeah.
That was like one of my favourite films.
I love that film. I want to watch it tonight. I bet
it's on Netflix.
Allowed. Is it actually on Netflix?
Pretty sure it's on Netflix.
Oh, I don't think it is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Because me and Jack were looking at Disney films that weren't on Netflix the other day. Because there's no Disney films on there.
There is.
No, it's DreamWorks.
There's Road to El Dorado.
I don't think that's on there anymore. This is completely just tangent off.
We could do a whole podcast on this.
Yeah.
What's your
weekly favourite is so lame, but it totally fits in with like school me, which is new school supplies.
Obviously.
And I just love stationery so much.
I feel that people that don't I have never said to somebody, oh, do you like stationery? And they've been like, no. I
hate stationery.
Yeah, like, oh, pen, disgusting.
Derek Smith, who is she?
Yeah.
No, I love stationery and I love getting new stationery. And I actually, like, because on our course, like, we work a lot, I have to write all the time, constantly. And so I ran out of space in a notebook. I was getting to the point of running out of space in my notebook. So I bought another one from Tiger, which is now called Flying Tiger Copenhagen. And I bought a new one and I was like carrying it around for a little while in case I suddenly ran out. But it turned out that...
You finally transitioned.
I finally transitioned the other day. And it's a hardback. It's big. It's A4. It's a hardback, bright pink, space-themed notebook. And I like it a lot. It's really weird. It makes me want to write in it, which is the best... That's the best, like...
medicine to writer's block,
well,
really.
Well, yeah. But it's just like, that's the best, like, use of a notebook. Like, that's the best design, is one that makes you want to write in it. Like a phone that makes you want to use it.
Can I please talk about my weekly annoyance?
Go for it. My weekly
annoyance is so funny. Okay, so... Again, this relates to school because all of our... funny enough, we've picked these so they all relate to school. But something happened this week that really, really annoyed me and actually is highly related to university life. And it's actually... doesn't happen to anybody else I know because it only happens to me. But we, for school... for uni, sorry, we don't have school anymore. For school time. For university, we have student IDs, which obviously help us get into rooms and stuff, and we can take out library cards and library things and stuff with them.
Yep.
And stuff like that. And, you know, like, when there's, like, a man outside the library that says, where's your student ID? Your ID to
checking
get in.
IDs, yeah.
Yeah, oh, which I can't do anymore.
That is a weekly annoyance, but he's not there anymore, no. So it's not so bad.
Yeah, so basically, I lost my student ID at the beginning of this week. But I have it's not funny. I don't know if it's going to be funny to anyone else, but Katie found it hilarious and I told her how I lost it.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty funny.
So, obviously, I have a big rucksack and I am one of the most unorganised people in the whole entire world. Like, I'm very organised with work and stuff, but...
everything else, not
yeah,
so much.
Yeah, like, usually I just, like, leave stuff everywhere. I never know where my card is. I never know where my keys are or my phone or my phone charger or a headphones. I never know where anything is with my stuff. So, basically, the other day I was walking to uni and I have a backpack, just like a TK Maxx backpack that I bought. And it has quite a few pockets. And the bottom pocket, the little tiny bit where you usually are meant to put your phone, I think you're meant to put in there.
Oh, okay.
I must have put my student ID in there. And then when I got to uni, it was like open. But my first thought was, oh good, I didn't lose anything because it's empty. And then when I like went to get my student ID, you're laughing so much. When I went to get my student ID the next day and I couldn't find it, I was like, maybe that pocket wasn't empty. Maybe stuff fell out of that pocket when I was walking.
It's just the way you were like, oh, good, I didn't lose anything because it's empty. It's like, wait a second.
But I walked the same way that I walked and I can't see it. But also I do think it's definitely lost because I actually cleaned my room last night and I can't find it.
Oh, no. You're not going to be able to pay off those library fees.
Yeah, if I can't pay off that library fee, then I can't graduate. I can't graduate because of £5.
£5? You have £5 on there?
Tanaka has 23.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to Tanaka.
Oh man, my weekly annoyance is like a really... it's based purely on today and today alone because went outside today because you voice noted me this morning being like, bring a jumper, it's freezing. Then when I actually
left
the house
at like 9 this morning.
Yeah, when I actually left the house, it was beautifully sunny, and I was wearing a coat and a jumper, and I was like, oh, so hot. In the 30 seconds it took me to walk to the car, I was so hot. And then I got to uni, and it's like, I have my sunglasses, I got music playing in the car, it was great. And I was driving to uni like, why do I have to work when it's this, like, this lovely outside? This is so unfair.
Yeah, we, like, just start working outside.
Yesterday it was horrible and it was freezing, and I'm like happy to be in the library because it's actually like got heating.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, when it's global lovely warming. And sunny, and it's just global warming, yeah. It's happening. Uh-huh. But no, it was horrible. So that's my weekly annoyance, is that it is, I reckon it would be really hard to, like, I mean, I know that Jack's desk is next to a window, and I would just constantly be wishing I was outside if it was this sunny, yeah, all the time. We're currently in a room that's not got any windows, so I don't feel so bad.
No, is there not a window through there?
No.
Oh, really?
Nothing.
Why do I... like?
Oh, no, there is, like, down the corridor.
Is it,
yeah,
still daylight?
I think so. I can't really tell.
No.
It's, like, not even six yet, so it's probably still light outside.
Yeah, I walked home at eight last night and it was still light. How weird.
I love it. I love that so much. I can't wait for summer.
I hate summer, but I don't mind it being light outside. Because as soon as it gets dark, you don't want to do work anymore. Like, yeah. You want to go to bed, and I'm like, ugh. It's, like, six, and I should still be able to, like, do work because our library stays open till eight.
Yeah. No, I can't wait for summer.
Something happened in the news this week, something scary or something bleak. We're gonna talk about it, what's the fuss? At the end of the day, it's news to us.
Okay, so leading on from that, and school and everything around school, we actually found a nice article this week.
Yes.
On our lovely Good News Network. Shout out to Good News Network. I want them to sponsor us. Oh, no, they put their own news. Probably a non-profit organisation. Anyway.
Probably.
We found... you're going to have to do most talking for this.
Okay. Because, we were looking on there. We're looking on there for a sort of, like, you know, weekly article or whatever, that's something nice and cheery. And actually, we found one, which is really cool. It's based in San Francisco. And what it is a bus that is, like, a big... bigger than a school bus. It's almost like a coach, actually, I'd say. that's being transformed into a mobile classroom. And although that sounds kind of cool, and we were thinking, is this like a free thing or whatever? It is completely free.
It's in America, so that's why we questioned whether it was free or not.
Yeah, because the school system is obviously different there. But it's, so it's a mobile classroom, and it lets thousands of disadvantaged kids and adults get their diplomas, whether that's a high school diploma or higher education.
Nice.
And all you had to do is sign up, which is really cool because it's sort of like... you know, it's literally
just like a big mobile bus that travels around.
Yeah, and it's just kind of fulfilling the if you can't go to school, school will come to you type thing.
That's
so
nice.
There's 5,000 people that have already signed up.
Mm-hmm. And this was only posted a couple of days ago.
Yeah, and the bus has got like Wi-Fi, it's got a little library in there, desks. And it's like you have a teacher that's there all the time as well. So it's sort of like...
that's really good for people who can't afford it.
Yeah, I guess it's sort of like sitting in between like... going to school and like online school. I think it's kind of like a middle ground.
Yeah, and I wonder who set it up. I didn't say in the article.
Originally, it was set up for people that were in prison to continue education whilst they're in prison.
Yeah, but I just wonder, like,
and I guess they've just taken it out.
Money, like, if you think about it, they're signing up for free. The Wi-Fi obviously costs money.
Teacher staffing. Yeah, yeah. I guess
interesting.
So.
It didn't say in the article.
It's probably just a charitable thing, right? Like,
I mean, I guess I reckon it's like a big donator, like someone's donating.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But so basically, the aim of it for now that it's not just for inmates is that it helps people that can't afford transport to campus. Like, I think it's primarily for like diplomas and like university level kind of college stuff. But it's like for people that can't afford to travel to university. And also, this is the thing that really got us was that it was for young people that were afraid to cross gang territories.
Which is so crazy to us, because in England, right?
What is that? Like,
but like the worst thing you're going to walk up to is like someone's swearing at you, maybe. I once got chased by a homeless man with a piece of wood.
Wow.
On my way back from school.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, like, I know that in London and stuff, you have your fair share of dodgy areas and things, but the fact that in San Francisco there's a whole, like, you know, this whole mobile bus school system thing set up just to help that out, I think it's really cool. And then the fact that there's already 5,000 for that one bus, like there's one bus at the moment, like I'm expecting there to be lots more, and it could be just like a whole, like its own school, which is kind of cool.
Really cool. That's nice. Really good. It's really, honestly, I can't speak highly enough about the Good News Network. I do this every single podcast.
Yeah.
But if you want something uplifting, honestly, go check out other news websites that aren't like
BBC and ITV.
Oh, please. It's honestly so depressing. And also everything gets buried under Brexit.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That is the most annoying thing. Because I do it every so often where I want to go on and look at regular news.
Yeah.
But it's just sort of like on BBC, they categorize it with like world news, US, UK, Europe, all of that. And every single tab has got something about Brexit. And I'm also, like, I don't care.
Even if I'm on Twitter or something, this stuff doesn't even get on Twitter. Like the top hashtags are always Trump or Brexit. And I'm like, I don't. Like, I understand that we're meant to care about British politics, and I understand that Brexit is massive and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I understand everything like that, and I'm trying to keep up to date with it. But at the end of the day, you just want something that's going to uplift your spirits, and that's what this does.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's just, it's much nicer to find out about good news than to be, like, still in the same conversation of, oh, yeah, Brexit.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, that's, yeah.
Okay, we're going to need to wrap up. We're going to talk about what we're looking forward to. Because we've definitely taken advantage of this room and have been recording a lot longer than we normally do.
Yeah. So it's because it's so nice in here.
It is nice in here. So what are you looking forward to this week?
So basically, I kept thinking that it was Easter this weekend. And I realised it's not.
Mm.
So I'm not going away this weekend.
Uh-huh.
I'm going back to my parents because they are going away and I need to go and feed the cat.
Of course.
I'm so, like, they really need me. I'm so important. But the thing is that because it's going to be just me and Jack, what we're thinking of doing is going to see a musical in London. Ooh. And he was like, why don't you check out, you know, get a good deal on something. I looked up Hamilton tickets, still £100, so maybe not Hamilton.
How much is Matilda?
Matilda, like £24.
I so want to go.
I love Matilda so much.
I haven't seen it.
I have seen it twice, I think, or maybe three times. Probably twice. And it's one of the only musicals that I've like seen on the stage that has really like brought me close to tears.
Aww.
Like I loved it so much. I think it's just because it was like, it's Roald Dahl. The music is done and written by Tim Minchin. Like it's just, for me, it just ticks every box. Yeah. Like,
does Jack like it too?
Yeah, he likes it quite a lot. He likes to go and see new things.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but like, and like, fine. But I only ever like going and seeing new things that have got good reviews.
Yeah, you're paying £24 to go see something. Yeah. You have to enjoy it.
Exactly. So I'd rather go and see Matilda for a third time, but we'll see what we do. But yeah, that like, oh,
it's so good. Shall
I tell
you what I'm looking forward to?
Go on. What you, yours is so lame.
Mine's related to school.
Yeah.
So after school, when I was younger, I used to come in, chuck my blazer, get told off for chucking my blazer on the floor. I then used to rush and do my homework because obviously Hannah Montana was on and you had to watch Hannah Montana. Did you? Oh, you never used to have Disney, did you?
I didn't have Disney.
Okay, Hannah Montana was the best. Just hit my word for it. It was like literally the best.
And on behalf of all of England, Hannah Montana was the best.
And earlier this week, Miley Cyrus, who plays Hannah Montana, if you didn't know.
Oh, yes. I did actually see this.
Yeah, yeah. She cut her hair. And it looks like a Hannah Montana wig.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like speculating. And then she confirmed that there's a Hannah Montana reunion or reboot or something going on. Which I'm so excited for. I like, honestly, I'll happily watch it. I'm 21 years old. I'll happily watch it. Because in reality, though, that was my whole childhood. Like, we used to come home from school, do your rush and do your homework, and then go watch Hannah Montana.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what
I didn't have that at all. My life after school was basically, it was 8 Simple Rules as soon as I got home on 5 Star.
What's
or whatever.
8 Simple Rules?
You know Penny from Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, so she was in first.
Yeah, she was in it. She was like the oldest of 3 siblings.
Did you ever watch Malcolm in the Middle?
And her, in Big Bang Theory, her mum is the mum from 8 Simple Rules as
well.
Do you
reckon they did that on purpose?
Yeah, and the dad...
Oh, they want theories from that, don't they? That's what they want.
And the dad, who like the guy that played her dad in 8 Simple Rules, is JD's dad in Scrubs. And when he died of a heart attack in Scrubs, he actually died of a heart attack in real life on the set of 8 Simple Rules. And so he had to die across all of his shows. And I found that really... That was really sad. So, yeah, I watched 8 Simple Rules.
Well, that's a good note to end on.
And then it was The Simpsons at 6 o'clock.
Obviously. Yeah, The Simpsons. And then it was Hollyoake straight... Was
yeah,
it Hollyoake
we always turned
after?
The TV off straight after The Simpsons because we didn't want to hear the Hollyoaks.
Okay, so when I was younger, we used to watch The Simpsons, and then Grace used to want to watch watch Hollyoaks.
Yeah.
And then we used to watch Emmerdale, Coronation Street,
oh my
EastEnders.
Gosh, no.
Which I can't stand anymore. I can't stand the soaps anymore.
I don't ever remember anything that happened after The Simpsons. That like the day
I died,
just ended.
I went to bed
straight
after.
That was it. That was all that happened. It was just, there's nothing else other than Simpsons.
We should definitely wrap up on that note. We have so much recording.
This could be the longest editing session ever.
Thank you so much for tuning in to our ultra professional podcast this week.
Such professional, much podcast.
Much podcast. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And also, just so everyone knows, we did not drink coffee this time because we are not allowed hot beverages in this special micro room.